This is the operator. I'd like to inform the conference that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's Charter Drafting Team for the Outreach Task Force conference call on Wednesday, the 20th of July. We have Olga Cavalli, Roy Dykes, Carlos Aguirre. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Gisela Gruber. And apologies today noted from Tony Harris. If I could also just remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Olga Cavalli. Welcome. Thank you for joining us in this drafting team for the charter of this working of this global outreach task force. Just a brief background for Roy and for Carlos. Gisela and Julie have joined me and been with us on all this process through 2009, 2010 in our another working team that it's over now because we finished our work that we did recommendations for constituencies and also we prepared the toolkit of services and one of the other things we had to do was to work on the outreach issue. So our last task, we organized a sub-working team that was led by Debbie Hughes, and some of us participated in that sub-working team, and we prepared this document that then was reviewed by the whole working team and then approved by the GNSO. So here we are with some ideas about how to increase the participation in GNSO. Why I think this document is important. GNSO is, as you may know, I don't know, Roy, how much you follow the GNSO conference calls and documents and meetings. Carlos has been working with us for a year so far, almost. It's a highly intensive group of people working in several complicated documents, which requires a lot of time and a lot of effort. So we have been sensing the fact that we have an exhaustion of resources. People is getting too much to do in several working teams, and then it's difficult to find people, and it's always the same people that participate because they are in the road and in the group. So the goal is to enhance that participation with new people from the GNSO community, and especially also focusing in those areas where GNSO is not so present. GNSO is not so present in some areas of the world just because of the structure of the GNSO. As you know, we have the contracted house, the non-contracted house, and the contracted house has mainly participation from registries and registrars. And as you know, registries and registrars are mainly located in developed countries. In the north of the world, Europe and United States, and some in Asia, but few from Latin America, from some other parts of Asia, and few from Africa. So the purpose of this document was to think of a group that could work on a strategy to enhance that participation, to have more volunteer work from the community, and also to enhance the participation of those areas of the world that are not so active in the GNSO. That's the main objective of the document. I don't know if you have the chance to review it or if you have any doubt. The document I'm talking about, it's the one named Recommendations to Develop a Global Outreach Program to Broaden Participation in the GNSO.
This is Roy. I did read the document, so... just as a quick background on myself, I've been with Newstar now 2 months, but I'm not new to the internet community. Before that, I worked at you probably heard of the Registrar Network Solutions. I worked there for 2.5 years prior to coming to Newstar. When I was at Network Solutions, though, I did not work in the domain space. I worked mainly on more value-added services like hosting, email products, and SSLs. But again, not foreign to the internet business, but ramping up here in the domain space as it is. But I did read the document. And I also scanned the operating procedures document that was attached as well. So not coming in completely cold, but just here to contribute and understand where I can best fit.
Okay. Thanks for having the attention of reading the documents. And Carlos, any comments so far?
Sorry to interrupt.
My comment is a question. Who is the people, the person who talked before you, Olga?
It's Roy from Newstar, right?
Roy.
Yes, correct. Roy Dykes.
I don't know how to spell your last name, but I imagine how to spell your name.
Sorry to interrupt. Deborah Hughes has joined the call.
Debbie, welcome.
Hey, Olga. I've been on for a while. I didn't want to interrupt.
Don't worry. You're always welcome. And I mentioned before, Debbie Hughes has just joined, and Debbie was responsible for chairing the subworking team that worked on the first version of this document, and then we worked it with the whole working team. So welcome, Debbie. Carlos, your question.
No. On Adobe Showroom, I'm only me. So I don't know what happened.
I didn't enter. I just I imagined that we were going to be few, so it's not so complicated to manage
no other question.
And I have the two documents open, so my apologies for not opening it. maybe I was just giving a little background about what we did in our working team.
Yeah, sure. This is Debbie Hughes, and the subworking group worked really hard on trying to get a document that made sense and that kind of aligned with what the Board Governance Committee wanted us to do. And so now we're at the point where I think this drafting team needs to come up with, how do we want to move forward? And I just want to say welcome to everybody who's on the call. I don't know who else is on the call. I heard Roy, I heard Carlos, and you. I wasn't sure who else we had.
And then we have Julie and Gisela and you.
Okay. All right, great. So, welcome.
small and nice group of people.
Indeed.
Okay, so our mission is to work in a charter for our outreach task force. The idea of the task force is to have a very quite small and dynamic group of people that can do these outreach activities that are described in the document. It shouldn't be a large group that becomes very, very difficult to manage, but at the same time, this small group should be able to contact the local communities and to be able to do these outreach activities. I mean, before, for example, an ICANN meeting, be able to do some actions to make it really for the community. We have seen some meetings where it's all of us that go to the meeting, a few people from the local community. I have seen them sometimes in Africa or Latin America, and that's really... It's a shame because it's a lot of time and money put in that meeting, and it could be enhanced by contacting previously some local institutions that could enhance participation and make the meeting well known in the community. So this is some of the activities that we think for this task force. At the same time, other document that Julie sent to us is the working group guidelines. This was also developed by others of the working teams, not by ours, but other working team worked in this. And if you go to point, I think it's 7, there we have some outlines for a charter. Let me go to that part of the document. I cannot find it. I've been reading charter guidelines. Julie, perhaps you can help me. There's a section. Here. 6.2 working group charter template.
Yeah, Right. Yeah. This is Julie, and I just,
I thought it was seven, but seven was a note.
We do have an Adobe Connect room, and we do encourage you to use it. Gisela had sent around the link to it. Carlos is in the room. I do have the document, the documents loaded into the room, and I've moved to Section 6.2 Working Group a Charter Template.
I don't have access. Do I have the link for the Adobe? I don't have it.
Gisela, the message that Gisela sent last night, the reminder and Adobe Connect is reminder and Adobe Connect / Charter Drafting Team. And the Adobe Connect room is at icann.adobeconnect.com/OTF.
Olga, I send you by Skype.
Okay, because I don't.
Is Olga on Skype?
I'll be there momentarily. This is Roy.
Great. It's just we're starting to do this more often with our meetings so that people have the opportunity to look at documents. So.
There. I have it.
Great.
So we can all look at the same document.
Right. And I should just let everyone know that these are these working group guidelines and this template. They were developed by the PPSC is one of the steering committees established by the Board Governance Committee, and these are actually these guidelines are now incorporated into the GNSO Council operating procedures, so they are official. And this charter template is meant to be a guide for any working groups, work teams, any of the groups that are formed under the GNSO to use as a guide when developing charters. So that's why I went ahead and sent it out. And welcome all. I see you're both in the room.
Yes, I'm in the room. Thank you, Carlos, for the link. And thank you, Julie, for clarifying the origin of this document. First, before going to the working group charter template, which should be our guide to build our charter, I would like to review with you. I am the interim chair of this drafting team, just because I proposed it in the GNSO, and I just proposed myself as being an interim chair. But I would like you to exchange some ideas with me and how we move forward. Who wants to be the chair? We are not many. It's not complicated. Or you want me to be the chair, or you want some of you being the chair?
You are great, Olga.
I am great.
I agree. I would love for you to be the chair, Olga.
Okay, we have Roy in the line. Oh, he said he was coming in a moment.
I'm in the chat room. I'm in the Adobe Connect.
Roy, I was just asking the group. I just was appointed by the GNSO as interim chair because I proposed this working team to the GNSO. I was asking who wants to be the chair, and if you want me to keep on being the chair.
Yes, I think that's fine.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, I think that's fine.
So it's okay that I keep on chairing this group?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much and
sure.
For your confidence. And another question. Which is the best day time for meeting every... I think we could meet... I don't know. It shouldn't take us very long. Especially if we are a small group and we work in cooperation among us. We not always have that lucky environment. Debbie and I know that sometimes working groups can be quite complicated. I don't have the feeling that we have this problem here. So if we all work towards one objective, which is having our document ready, say, by a month from now or something like that, I think perhaps we could meet you like the idea of meeting every week, 1 hour, or you want every 2 weeks? How do you see, I don't know, which is your workload, if you have time? Comment.
I'm
okay with 1 hour per week in any day and time that you find okay.
Yeah, it's okay for me.
This is Roy. I agree also.
Okay.
I will comment, if it's okay with the team, that this particular time is a conflict with one of the other calls that I have that's ICANN related.
Yeah, and this is Julie. I also have a conflict normally with this time. I had an opening just this week, but otherwise
okay.
I prefer and call it this time.
Yes,
I'm glad
it may be conflicting for me because I usually teach at this hour of the day and this day of the week. The fact is that this in July I have holidays at university, but it's also conflicting for me. Julie, which was the time and day we had for the other, or David, you remember? It was Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, I don't remember, and I should. Olga, this is Julie.
I was going to say either it was Tuesday or was it Fridays? Why do I remember, like, the end of the week?
It's Friday.
I think it was Fridays.
Fridays. I always finish saying have a nice weekend. Yeah, it was Friday.
I think it was,
okay,
like,
Julie, would you help me with a doodle? And perhaps we can exchange some... for me, any day in the morning is fine, but not Wednesdays. It's the day that I teach, so other than Wednesday, it's fine.
Olga, this is Julie. If I would suggest, perhaps since we have several people on this call, and then we could check with others who are not on the call, but just out of curiosity, are Fridays good days for people perhaps in the morning?
Roy, Friday is fine for you?
Yes, generally it is. Yes, yes, it is.
Your morning?
Yes, my morning. That's fine.
Debbie?
Friday mornings are actually really good for me.
Carlos?
Excellent for me.
Okay, and for me as well. So
could I ask if we could make it at 9 because I have a recurring meeting at 10 in the mornings on Fridays.
And 9 your time should be like 10 mine.
I think you're.
You're 4 hours behind. UTC?
Sorry. Gisela here?
Yes.
Quick question. Were you saying 10 o'clock your time, Olga?
That's what I'm asking to Julie. If for her it's 9, for me it's 10.
Sorry, that is conflicting for Carlos on one of his working groups, which is the jazz working group. 13.
Yes, but jazz is finishing in very, very short time.
Okay, I'm happy to say...
It is, I think, actually supposed to be finishing. You're right, Carlos. This is
we're hoping.
Yes, we're hoping. I would either... the times I could accommodate on Fridays, I could do either 9 or 11 East Coast time. That would be... Gisela, help me. UTC, that would be...
If you just bear with me for 1 second... Just bear with me for 1 second. You're on Eastern time, Julie. 9 o'clock is 1300 Z, and 11 o'clock Julie's time, which is 10 o'clock Buenos Aires, is 1500 UTC. Would that work for everyone? 1500 UTC, 1500 UTC is 12 o'clock Buenos Aires and 11 o'clock Eastern time.
I prefer earlier, but if it's okay later, that's okay with me.
We can do...
the alternate time would be...
Not hearing other people. 1300 UTC, sorry, I'm just giving the two time zones that I've heard. 1300 UTC is 10 o'clock Buenos Aires and 9 o'clock Eastern time. Would that work?
9 o'clock Eastern is actually better for me. I'm sorry, this is Debbie, but I could do the 11 o'clock also.
And 9 Eastern time is better for me as well, but Carlos has a conflicting meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just do, I'm fine with 11 if everybody else is.
This is Roy. I'm okay either way.
Yeah, me too. Carlos, which is best for you? Are you willing to skip Jess, or you want to do both in Friday? It's your choice, because we are all okay with both. For me, it's better earlier.
Yes, for me too. I prefer to participate in this world team, because Jazz is finishing in short time. So I agree with the 10 o'clock in the morning. It's fine for me.
It should be 9.
Okay, 1300 UTC. What I'll do is, if you would like to, for the two people who are not on the call today.
No, sorry, Gisela, it's not 1300 UTC. It's
1300. 10 o'clock Buenos Aires, 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Okay, perfect. No, I'm sorry, I was confused. You're okay. Sorry.
But do you want me just to offer that time, because we already got the majority of people on this work group?
I suggest that when you do the comments on the minutes of this meeting, we say that we agreed in that day and time, and if someone has a big conflicting issue, just let us know.
Perfect.
This is Julie. I'll send some notes out today, just brief notes on our discussion, Olga, and I will send out that as the time that we agreed upon, and then when Gisela sends the reminder for next week's meeting, she can use that time. If it turns out that we have conflicts from the others, maybe we can adjust, but I think since we have the majority here, perhaps that will work out.
Great. Thank you very much, Julie and Gisela. Thank you for agreeing in one day and time. Other question, should we have a vice chair or an alternate chair in the case that I am not here? Silence. What silence means? Yes, no.
Olga, this is Debbie. I'm happy to be your alternate chair.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm usually available, but sometimes, you know, it happened to me once that I was in an airport with no internet connection, stuck waiting for a plane, and I missed the call. And luckily, by that time, it was Michael Young, the vice chair, and he chaired the meeting. So, and sometimes I cannot do it, and perhaps we can agree that you can chair. So thank you very much, Debbie. Carlos and Roy, are you okay that Debbie is the vice chair or alternate chair?
Yes, I'm fine.
Thank you, Roy. Carlos?
Yes, okay.
Fantastic. Great. So we have our group, we have chair, vice chair, we have time, date, so we have to work now. No excuses. Okay, guys. I suggest that we go through the working group charter template and we fill in the blanks with the ideas and concept that we have from our original document with recommendations. Is that a good suggestion? I'll take the silence as a yes. And
yes.
Okay. The guidelines are quite nicely explained, and it goes step by step through all the parts that a charter should have, a good charter should have. So I would start, if I can. I cannot move the document.
Oh, I will move the document. Where would you like
Thank
to
you.
Go?
So, first it says the section of the charter should identify the name of the working group and any sponsoring motion, as well as links, pointers that establishes the charter, if applicable. Drafters are also encouraged to identify which version of these guidelines was referenced in preparing the charter document. Specific elements that might be included in the sections are name of the working group, name of appointed liaison, name of advisors, name of working group chair, blah, 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 URL, links to other ICANN documents, links to other ICANN documents, initiatives, and blah, blah, links to documents. Okay, I think here we should have our name, which is the name of our working team. Let me check the other documents.
The outreach, GNSO outreach task force, I think.
Great. Julie, could you do this part of the document with the links, and would that be okay for you?
Yes, and Olga, I would suggest that, yes, any of the, this is Julie, any of the sort of perfunctory parts of the charter.
I almost cannot hear you.
So this is Julie. I would suggest that any of these parts of the charter where we can just fill in basic information, I'll be happy to do that. I think probably the more important areas for this, for the team members, discuss are the mission, purpose, and deliverable. So starting with section 6.2.2, there I think probably this team will need to refer to the recommendations document and, and try to fill in mission and scope and so on and objectives and deliverables and whatnot from using those recommendations as a base.
Those that we developed in our working team? That's what you're
talking
about?
Well, as a guideline. For example, and I don't mean to take too much time myself talking about this, but if I go to the recommendations document, for instance, and if I go to we've go past background and recommendations, and then if we go into the recommendations, it talks about what the goals for the OTF should be, the starting point. But then if you get to, I think what we particularly could look at to use perhaps to fill in the charter would be section 2.1.1 of the recommendations, which talks about the purpose, mission, principles, and initial objective. Some of those, I think, possibly could be brought directly into the charter out of this document, or at least used as a guide to start building the charter. But I'd leave that to you, Olga, to decide.
Yes, I agree. So how I'm figuring out how can we move forward, because I don't want to go and read all the documents because it will take forever and it will be extremely boring. If you're okay with this idea, please let me know. Perhaps Julie and I could put these parts and fill the blanks in the template, and we could exchange some ideas now about some important issues about, for example, who can participate in our group, if it's only for GNSO community, if it could be open to others. If I am saying something which is not possible, please, Julie and Gisela, let me know, or Debbie or Carlos.
Carlos has raised his hand.
Yeah.
Yes, Carlos, go ahead.
Sorry, Olga. I read the whole document, and I saw that in this point, 2.1.1, only mentioned at the end of this point that the initial objective of the OTF, but
yes,
in the point 2.1 of the same document, the before than this, there are the mainly recommendations for the outreach task force. You can see at the the point 2.1. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, in page 3.
Okay.
Page 3? Yes, there.
Which paragraph?
All paragraph.
Okay.
The second paragraph starts, the OTF should develop an outreach strategy, the OTF should serve the IT community, and follow.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. That's what I was saying, is that Julie and I can fill in the blanks in the template using this part of the document as a general objective of the group. One thing that concerns me a little bit, if this charter would allow only GNSO community members to participate, or it could be that we can have other people participating. And I'm not sure if I'm going into this discussion that we had in the GNSO about working groups that gathers different parts of the ICANN community. I am not sure if I'm going into that problematic area, but I personally think that for this outreach, a more open and diverse perspective could be better. But I am not sure if I'm in the right page or not. Someone could enlighten me a little bit, perhaps Julie or Gisela?
Yeah, Olga, I've moved to section 2.1.2 of the recommendations, which has some recommendations on the membership of the outreach task force. It does recommend that it should be broad and diverse, including experienced participants from the ICANN, GNSO stakeholder groups, constituencies, and others interested in ICANN activities. I'm just looking through this section. It seems to be fairly broad. So I think this is an area where the charter drafting team has some leeway to further identify the specific members, representing various groups. And I do know that there is currently a sensitivity within the GNSO Council to the creation of cross community working groups.
Yes,
that is groups
that was I referring to.
Yeah, that have chairs from or participants from GNSO and others, and yet this is an outreach group. So, I mean, I leave it to the, to you, the team, to think about that. I mean, because while the focus is on encouraging GNSO participation, it may be that it's quite useful to have people outside the GNSO to be on the task force. So I don't know that we necessarily should feel that we can't consider a broader and diverse participation or membership, since that is something that's mentioned in the recommendations here.
Thank you very much, Julie. Yes, I think that in the document we have comments about that, and we talk about a small task force with the help of a broader group of people that not necessarily belongs to GNSO specifically, but belongs to the community and also from different parts of the world community. And I think that we should keep that spirit in the document. Once we finish the charter, it goes for the GNSO revision, right?
Yes, it does. This is Julie. The charter will have to be approved by the GNSO.
Okay. Then if there is some objection, we can review it. Okay. So are we okay in having the broader perspective in the participation?
Olga, I think someone else is trying to speak. Who is that?
Oh, this is Roy. Sorry. I'm not sure if I missed it somewhere in the document, but do we have a time frame for having the charter completed?
That was my next point. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And thank you for bringing this up. Just for finishing the previous idea, so let's keep a broader perspective and try to draft things in a new document. I will work with Julie on that, and perhaps we can review it during the week, and if we like it, we can keep it like that and then see the reactions from GNSO, or we can review it among us first. Roy brought a very important point. Do we have a time frame? Well, we should agree in that. I don't recall if the document talks about timing. I don't
Olga,
think
hi,
so.
This is Debbie.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I recall
a section, oh, here it is, a membership about the initial time period for the task force, but I don't recall, and maybe Julie can help us, I don't recall any specific time frame that was dictated by the board about for the creation of this effort. Am I accurate, Julie?
Yeah, this is Julie. The council in directing you know, the sort of the creation of the there was a resolution to create a charter drafting team, and there wasn't a time frame set in that resolution. Just a couple of perhaps helpful deadlines to be aware of. The next GNSO council meeting is tomorrow, but there is no council meeting in August. The following council meeting will be in September on September 8th. And perhaps this team might consider whether or not they want to have a charter draft ready for the council to consider, or at least for discussion, if not for a motion of approval, but discussion perhaps at its September meeting, which would suggest perhaps that we might take a month or so to draft this charter and get it approved within this team. That would give us time to get it out. At least a week or so before the GNSO Council's meeting in September, but the other milestone that we could think about is we could decide whether or not we want to have a public comment period on this charter before it goes to the council. And that's certainly an option for this group as well. We can do it either way. We can tee it up for the council and have the council consider it first as a draft, or we could produce a draft charter, send it out for public comment. If we took 30 days for that, then it would probably be ready for the council to consider in October, perhaps as a goal of having it completely approved and ready to start recruiting members of the task force no later than the ICANN meeting at the end of October. So there are just some thoughts of possible milestones and steps to consider.
Thank you, Julie. I hear you very, very, very low, but so I think I got everything. And thank you for the timeline revision. I think if we can work on a one-month time frame. You think that's a good idea? I think that we can, and I'm thinking about next week that I may have some conflicts on Friday because I'm traveling that day, but perhaps we can work on the list with the document and do some corrections and some changes in the draft document that Julie and I can prepare. I don't see really very conflicting issues in preparing a draft charter in 1 month. So perhaps we can think about today is 20th July, by the end of August, I mean 20-something of August, having a first agreed draft. I think that could be possible. Do you think that's feasible?
Olga, this is Debbie. I think it is as well. I think it would be great. I'm wavering back and forth about the public comment period. Julie, thank you for bringing that up. I guess the benefit to doing it before we take it to the council is that we can say we've got community, or we sought, you know, community input before we brought it to the council. However, I guess I'm more thinking about being able to really start actively recruiting and get into this activity and at the meeting in Dakar, and hoping that we have everything, you know, approved so that we can actually do some good work face-to-face at that ICANN meeting. So I'm struggling with those two things. and I see benefits both ways. I guess what would be really helpful for me to hear from Roy and from Carlos, although I kind of already know where you stand on a lot of the points in the document, it seems like we spent a lot of time with the details, and I could easily see taking the document that we created and dumping the outcomes and recommendations we have into a draft charter. I guess it would be more helpful for me to hear from Roy and Carlos if there were any touch points that you had about some of the recommendations as far as deliverables and outcomes and the role of the group and the scope, because I think that would kind of dictate how long we think it's going to, you know, take for this group to come up with a charter that we're comfortable with.
Great point. Thank you, Debbie.
This is Julie. I should, Debbie, since you mentioned it, I should note that there isn't any requirement that that a charter should go out for public comment. And in fact, those that I've worked on for some of the teams that I've been involved in have gone directly to their various organizations for approval without going out for public comment. And I think that you're right. One value of that is that we can move more quickly to council approval. And also because if we use a lot of the information that is in these recommendations, which, as you recall, did go out for public comment and did have a fairly extensive review in the GNSO, then it's not clear to me that it's necessarily useful to send what would be largely similar information out for public comment in the charter. So, you know, we could conceivably save time, have a charter done, say, by mid to late August, ready for the council to begin to consider in September, and then perhaps be approved so that recruiting could begin in October.
Thank you, Julie. yeah, but public comment, I don't recall drafts going for public comment, charters going for public comments. But, Carlos, Roy, any comments?
No, any comments? It's good for me. It's right that Julie said for me.
Okay.
Roy? I think I heard Roy.
Yeah. Maybe it's my lack of experience in groups like this. How detailed typically are the charters? For example, if I look on page 4 under 2.1.1 in the about two-thirds of the way down the page where it says the OTF should operate according to the following principles, if you look at point 3, where it says there are communities that are not well represented in the GNSO and outreach efforts should target these communities. As an example, would the charter need to list what those communities are? And if so, how do we identify them in the next 5 weeks?
This is Deb. Oh, I'm sorry, Olga. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Debbie.
Great question. And I think we kind of touched on that. I don't know how detailed the charter should be. Out of full disclosure, this is the first charter drafting team that I've been on, although I've been on other working groups, Roy. But the good news is in Section 2.1.3, we tried to identify some of those target populations. So I'm going to defer to Julie about how detailed the actual charter and the guidance that we're going to give to this group needs to be. But I think the good news is from the perspective of a charter and giving marching orders for the development of this work, I think we've got a good starting place in at least 2.1.3. The group spent a little bit of time identifying the underrepresented, areas and even some suggestions on how to find and find new members to get involved in the ICANN community. So, Julie, I don't know if you have something to help us out here.
This is Julie, and that's actually, Debbie, thank you very much. That's exactly the section I would have pointed to as well. I think that's a starting point. And I should note also that one of the first tasks for the OTF is to do a survey. And that survey, to a certain extent, will provide data on areas where the various constituencies and communities feel that they are underrepresented. So to a certain extent, the initial task of the OTF is sort of a fact-finding mission to see where there are gaps and where there, you know, what should be the target, target audiences. But I think that we can put some of this information into the charter to begin with, and also some of the tasks that are laid out here for the OTF that would fall into the deliverable section. And Roy, to your question, typically, and this is part of the reason for these guidelines being developed for the charter, typically there were problems, I should say, there were problems in the past, I think, with some groups where charters were perhaps too broad or not detailed enough, and so then it was there wasn't a lot of clarity sometimes with what was the scope of the work and so on. And the point of having these guidelines is, I think, to have charters now be specific as they can be, so that the work is scoped very clearly, so that the work group knows what they're doing and what they're not doing. And so I think as much detail as we can put into the charter as far as the work of the group is going to make it more likely to be, you know, approved first time, you know, and I'm not saying that that would necessarily happen, but that's the kind of thing I think that the council would be looking for is more detail and more specificity.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Debbie. Okay.
Olga, this is Julie again. If I might, and I don't mean to be talking so much, but I have a suggestion that perhaps what I could do with you is, say, by this Friday, have a document for you to look at and maybe that we could send out early next week for the charter drafting team to begin to consider for discussion at our next meeting. That could be a way to, for a next step to sort of kickstart the process.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. That's exactly what I was going to propose, and I think I just mentioned it a while ago. We can prepare a first draft, very draft, for the group's revision. And one thing that I would like to have in mind is that how do we make decisions in the group? We have to agree in that. It does seem to be a not very important thing, but sometimes it becomes relevant when the group has to make decisions and not everyone is in the same page and there are diverse opinions, and then the group has to deliver something. So that also has to be included. And I think in the guidelines there are some, if I'm not mistaken, there are some texts for that. If we vote, if we do rough consensus, if we do full consensus and all that, that is important because we have experience in some working teams that having difficulties in having a final decision, and it takes forever because then you have to decide based on what, on full consensus, rough consensus or votes or majority or that. That it's important. I don't know if we can perhaps take some ideas from other working teams. I think that the way that we did it in the previous working team where we prepared this document was okay with rough consensus and all that. Perhaps we can suggest that to the group, Julie, and show it to the rest of the people and say if they like it or not. And what else about general guidelines? The time frame, we already talked about it. We can say something in the draft that we prepare. The membership, the roles of the chair, the vice chair, that secretary liaison. Are we having liaison to someone? That's a question. And also, it could be good if you all start sending us the statement of interest. Are we going to have this information in a wiki, Julie, or how are we going work?
So, Olga, this is Julie. I since this is just a drafting team, typically
you're right.
Drafting teams haven't had a wiki of interest, but that will, of course, be an important element in the charter for the OTF.
Okay. I think that we have a plan for now. Julie and I will work on a document that we will circulate among you, and we will put some dates to send your revisions. I may have problems I'm traveling this Friday and the next Friday. Only just for now, because it's something that I already had planned.
Yeah, maybe I could suggest, this is Julie, that we since there'll be a lot of information for people to be reading and looking at once we get this draft, first draft charter out, perhaps we could skip the meeting next Friday and start up the first meeting on the 5th. I guess that would be the 5th of August. So we'd be skipping the 29th and having our first meeting on the 5th.
That would, for me, would be okay, but if Debbie wants to chair the meeting, I'm okay with that as well.
Hi, this is Debbie. I'm happy to chair the meeting, but I think maybe it makes sense for us to do some work and take
we have to review documents.
Yeah.
Okay. Carlos, Roy, you think that keeping next Friday is fine? But
yeah,
you have
fine.
To do the homework. You have to do the homework.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay for me.
It's a joke. It's not a joke, really. We have to do the homework. Okay. So we agree in skipping next Friday. I mean, not this Friday, but next Friday. And we meet the first week of August at the time that we have agreed. Julie and I will be working in a draft document that we will circulate, and your reading and comments will be much welcome. We hope to have active participation from other members of the group, and that's all from my side. Any comments? Okay, guys, girls, thank you very much. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Gisela, for making the call and making all the emails and sending the documents. And thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Roy, and thank you, Debbie. Have a nice rest of the day.
And just to confirm one more time, so the next call will be not until the 5th of August, correct?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. This time you may disconnect.